apostolic administrators, and the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church. This analysis explores the Vatican's increasing reliance on apostolic administrators as a response to crises within the Catholic Church, particularly the clergy sexual abuse scandal. The piece argues, drawing on a non-probabilistic sample of appointments made in the months of January from 1979 to 2025, that the surge in apostolic administrators is both a symptom and a tool to manage institutional crisis. The study begins by situating the issue within the broader context of intervention in Catholic Church governance. Traditionally, the Vatican has three main responses to diocesan crises: apostolic visitation, appointment of a coadjutor bishop, and appointment of an apostolic administrator. The story offers examples of the three types but centers on the appointment of apostolic administrators as it is more frequent, especially in the wake of scandals. The analysis highlights how the geographic solution, moving problematic clergy from one location to another, has been a recurring tactic not only in the Catholic Church but also in other religious organizations. When such solutions fail, more direct interventions, such as appointing administrators, become necessary. The piece argues its take by providing case studies from the United States, France, Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Spain, and Peru, illustrating how, in recent years, these appointments often follow scandals, deaths, or resignations, and only in very few cases, such as that of Caracas, the capital of Venezuela, happen within the context of church-state conflict. A key turning point identified is the Palm Beach crisis of 1998, where two bishops were forced out due to sexual abuse allegations. This event marked a shift from sporadic use of apostolic administrators, mainly for geopolitical reasons, to a more systematic deployment in response to internal crises. The analysis notes that subsequent papacies, especially those of Benedict XVI and Francis, have increasingly used this tool to manage dioceses facing scandal or instability. The data reveals distinct periods in the evolution of the apostolic administrator role: a pre-Palm Beach era focused on geopolitical issues, a post-Palm Beach/pre-Vos Estis Lux Mundi phase characterized by rising appointments, and a post-Vos Estis Lux Mundi period marked by record numbers of administrators. Notably, the number of appointments peaked in 2007, 2012-13, 2015, 2018, and 2021, reflecting major crises and policy changes. The analysis also discusses the growing reliance on emeritus bishops and recycled elites, as well as the increasing duration of administrator tenures. Examples from Africa and the Americas show how veteran clergy are often recalled, filling gaps, sometimes managing multiple jurisdictions simultaneously. This trend is interpreted as a response to a thin bench, probably the consequence of a shortage of vetted candidates for bishoprics, resulting in longer vacancies and more temporary appointments. Methodologically, the study acknowledges the limitations of its data, citing the challenges of extracting comprehensive information from Catholic-Hierarchy.org and the impracticality of using official Vatican sources. The sample is justified as a feasible and consistent approach, given the constraints of manual data collection. In conclusion, the piece argues that the rise of apostolic administrators reflects both caution and crisis within the Church. While the approach may prevent hasty or risky appointments, it risks creating a stalled system that fails to address the need for decisive leadership. The analysis calls for greater transparency and accountability, warning against denialism and emphasizing the importance of understanding these patterns for the future of church governance. A very amicable assessment of the use of the apostolic administrator would highlight how it prevents the occurrence of major fiascos, as the one in the Palm Beach diocese. But the growth depicted in the final table, showing an 800% growth rate from the post-Palm Beach to the post-Vos Estis eras in the number of appointments of apostolic administrators, proves how we are living a different era, while hinting at the notion that this cannot be a long-term solution.